With all the tension surrounding the U.S. Embassy move to Jerusalem, where does the gospel fit in? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, we're going to talk about the balance between political pushes and the witness for Christ. And it's not an easy one. And then we'll take a look at what foster care looks like internationally. More on that coming up so you can find your place in today's stories. But first, we're going to look at what happened earlier this week. On Monday, the United States moved its Israeli embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The problem? The move seems to have neglected the lives of Palestinians living in the area. Bethlehem Bible College's president, Jack Sara, says,
It was seen within the peace process that part of Jerusalem would be recognized as the capital of Israel. Nobody denies that. But then the other half, which is 300,000 Palestinians who live in Jerusalem, we're kind of like left behind.
It's been perceived on the ground that so-called American evangelists were behind the push for the embassy move, and that perception has marred Palestinian Christian witness to their neighbors. Plus, it's promoted this idea that Israel is of more value to Christ than all other peoples.
Nobody's favored before him. Everybody is favored in front of his eyes, and we need to think like him in our mission work. In our kingdom building, I think we need to really think of how is God's heart toward all the nations, how he sees all the nations. And specifically in our area, I think Christians need to start thinking of the Palestinians and seeing them in the same lens that they see Israelis.
So let's be praying that in spite of the politics, Christ would still be seen through our Palestinian brothers and sisters, and pray for our own hearts to align with God's will. More on the effects of the U.S. Embassy move on Christians at missionnews.org. Next, what are you more likely to have with you at all times? Your phone or a copy of God's Word? If you say trick question, your Bible is on your phone, that's great. But do you read it every day? Audio Scripture Ministry started doing audio Bible distributions with a remote tribe in northeast India called the Nishi Tribe. They're an agricultural people who've lived in physical and spiritual isolation until now. J.P. Sundararajan with ASM says, one man in the village named Chira is rumored to be over 100 years old. A pastor had his own personal audio Bible and went to show Chira how the audio Bible works.
But as soon as he showed the man the Bible and showed him how to operate it, the old man refused to give the Bible back to the pastor. No matter how much the pastor begged and pleaded, Chira just said, no, this is for me. And the pastor said, I'll get you your own Bible. And he said, well, when you get me my own Bible, you can have yours back. And so the pastor, a couple of days later, went back and gave this gentleman his own Bible.
But it doesn't end there.
They told us that he's been listening to the Bible nonstop. He only turns it off when he has to charge the unit. But otherwise, it plays day in and day out, night and day. He just listens to it constantly, and he's now begun to memorize chunks of scripture.
Want to help more unreached people like Chira get their own Bibles? You'll find the details at our website. And what do foster care and adoptive care look like abroad? Bethany Christian Services' Christy Gleason says, in many countries, it's different from the system in the United States.
For example, in Ethiopia, children are not as connected with the court system. So what we do is we really look towards working with the government, but we're looking at getting children that live in orphanages into foster families versus children that have been removed because of abuse and neglect like that you would be in the States. We don't see as many of those in the countries that we work in just because the systems aren't as mature.
Bethany works in 15 countries to help provide loving Christian homes for children. They ensure that the families are safe and steady by holding interviews and giving specific training.
That studied family that knows what their strengths are, they're connected to referral systems and support systems, and they've been trained and prepared on how to connect with that child is going to have an absolutely much better experience than a family that hasn't been supported or that isn't as trained in dealing with things like grief and loss and all of the normal things that foster children go through. So I think that a studied family really sets a child up for absolute success of a placement.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. So this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.